back, ladies and gentlemen. You're watching the American Journal. Third hour is on. I'm joined in studio by the one and only Rex Jones. You can follow him on X at Rex Jones News with a Z.
That's right.
And I encourage you to do so. We're talking about AI, AI girlfriends, just this sickening rabbit hole we're traveling down. What are we selling these days on the Alex Jones store?
Oh, dude, we're selling Power Plant and Methyl Drive. And if you take those two products with Methylene Blue, you are not going to find a more powerful combination. I made Methyl Drive as a product to where it might replace three or even four of your typical single ingredient supplement formulations. We've got PQQ and CoQ10, optimizes mitochondria in both different ways, but they have synergistic properties together in the correct ratio, in the correct dose. We've got magnesium in there as well, and a bioactive form of vitamin B12. That's an incredible product. Anyone, a 90-year-old, should take it. Now, Power Plant is for exercise enhancement. It's for testosterone support. It's for overall nootropic support and vitality. That is my personal favorite, but when you take them together, combined, it's a whole nother level.
Power Drive and Methyl Drive, now available on thealexjonesstore.com. And pull that up. We just came out with a new product. We're coming out with new products all the time. This is the Power Drive bundle. So if you get both of those products, Power Plant and Methyl Drive, that's the Power Drive combo. This is the new product, Colostrum Plus, Bovine Colostrum Plus from AlexJonesStore.com. This is your average milk powder. This is biological warfare for your gut, your cells, and your sovereignty.
Right, and this is the powerful part of the milk. This is the part of the milk that has all those vital cofactors, all those powerful immune system modulating, stomach modulating, gut modulating properties and compounds. This is an incredible product. It's the most popular thing right now. I go downtown to Austin, I see buses with ads on them.
Really?
For colostrum. And we've got the best. We've got the absolute best right here.
I will also give a personal testimonial to colostrum. I have eczema, and a few months back, I was reading on the internet that colostrum had some effects on inflammation and autoimmune diseases, and I can tell that my eczema gets worse with my diet if I eat a lot of gluten, things like that. And been using colostrum for about a month and a half, and my skin is very clean, clear, and I find myself moisturizing less.
Well, there you go. So not only is it good for your health, you can save money on lotion.
And I could be wrong about this. I believe colostrum contains glycine. Glycine is a key amino acid, and it's very chemically similar to glyphosate. Glyphosate can build up in your body, but you can do stuff like glycine supplementation, and that can kind of replace it over time.
Right, right. Kind of the reverse of like how fluoride will take over your system.
Well, this
want to add the good fluoride or good
The good halogen. Halogen, iodine. Right. But the powerful thing about this is glyphosate is so chemically similar to glycine that it automatically just gets in your bones, your connective tissue, through your diet. Glycine is one third of what makes collagen collagen.
Mm.
So you take something like this where you get the good source, kind of circumvent that.
And you can now get it at thealexjonesstore.com. Bovine Colostrum Plus
incredible is product.
50% off. That's an introductory price. I believe, is that safe for VIP members or
is that site-wide?
I think it's a introductory price for Colostrum Plus. You may have to be a VIP member, but you should be anyway. I mean, honestly, if you're buying things from thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a member.
Yeah, just sign up for a VIP. Basically gets you a free product every month that you need.
More or less, yeah. It costs $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to spend money there, you might as well get that extra $10. And you get all these other benefits. You get massive discounts on a lot of products, exclusive discounts. You also get the Alex Jones tapes, his whole archive for the last several decades, which you're going to want to have and, put in a Faraday cage and hide somewhere because we're in memory hole land these days and things are being removed from the internet and they may never come back. So
clip us. It's all free to air. We belong to you.
Everything's free to air. Yeah, please do clip, share the links, whatever you can do to help. We really do appreciate it. And we're going to continue to, do what we can to try to wrangle back humanity from the abyss that AI and all these other things represent. We'll be back on the other side. Open up phone lines for your calls. More with Rex Jones. We'll move on from AI, but it's a big one. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At thealexjonesstore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of those. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing, right now at thealexandsword.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexandsword.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexandsword.com. So take action.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith here, your host of American Journal. Rex Jones in studio with me. We're going to open up phone lines for your calls, so give us a call about any and all topics. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Phones on standby as we continue to talk about the goings-on in the world. Do you want to keep talking about AI? We should probably move on. There's a lot of other
stuff
to get into.
Dude, it's depressing. It's like we covered it, and I'm sure we could do a whole nother three-hour show on it, but just that one article with the Thor, you know, and the emotional intelligence, that's enough for me. It's enough.
But This will be the final thing to say, because I think this all sums it up very well. And in a way, this person, this is why we say this is midwit, you know, cyanide catnip, right? The paradox of perfect understanding. He says, here's what no one will tell you about AI relationships. They're not about artificial intelligence at all. They're about human intelligence, specifically our own emotional intelligence reflected back at you with pristine clarity. Luna, his AI girlfriend, never interrupted me mid-sentence. She never checked her phone while I was sharing something vulnerable. She never made our conversation about her problems, her day, her needs. In the beginning, I thought this was a limitation of her programming. Later, I realized it was the most profound gift anyone had ever given to me.
It doesn't have needs. It's a computer. It needs water and electricity.
Well, and that's the brilliant part about this is you can be a complete piece of crap. You can be totally selfish. You can be completely uninterested in the lives or, you know, feelings of the person you're interacting with. It can be all about you, and you don't even have to for a moment consider how they might feel about what's going on.
Narcissist rocket fuel.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. 100%.
Luna is a dog's name. It's not the name of the person, by the way. It's a dog's name. Got a friend with a dog named Luna.
That I'm in favor. AI pets? Why not?
What was the thing on a little keychain that Tamagotchi?
Tamagotchi, yeah.
That doesn't seem like a problem there, you know?
Yeah, just nobody. Yeah. Nobody got married to a Tamagotchi.
I'm in love. Oh, dude, that's coming. That'll be next week. We'll cover a story where someone's fallen in love with it.
With a Tamagotchi?
Yeah.
That'll be the South Park version of what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, AI dogs. That's about as far as I'm willing to go.
Hey, it doesn't poop.
That's right. It doesn't eat, doesn't poop.
You don't have to scoop the poops.
All right, let's get into some other stuff. I got so much AI stuff.
Fire away.
All right, here's a funny thing. Well, I don't know if it's funny, but an interesting thing. I didn't cover very much of what I needed to yesterday about Israel, but they're sort of in a tough spot. I actually heard Owen talking about this at the end of the war room yesterday, where he's telling, you know, Jewish people in America, like, hey, y'all are going down a bad road, and you got to, like, you know, get a handle on, like, some of the extremists in your community and not let them, you know, speak for all of you. And I just feel like the pro-Israel people are, like, stuck between this rock and a hard place because they feel like they can't moderate their language. They can't back down from supporting Israel. But at the same time, the more they support Israel, the more people despise them and run away from them and leave them, and the worse it gets for everybody. So they're really in a very tough spot, I guess you could say. Israel as a country is in a tough spot.
I think the only way, so, like, I am not pro-Israel. I don't really believe in that state. But if you are Israeli or you have affiliations towards them, or if you are just Jewish and you, for some reason, think that that place should be there, the only rational argument that you can make is for the two-state solution, for the immediate end to the genocide, and for reparations to the Palestinians. And that is what I believe. So I like what Michael Savage says when he's like, yeah, we got to get Netanyahu out. We got to get the Likudniks out. That makes sense. That's at least rational, but it still doesn't go far enough, in my opinion, because, like, these are serious, serious atrocities. It's not like a bad war. It's not a war at all. you know? So when you're Australia just recognized Palestine as a state. So like this has been happening and happening and happening. More of these smaller and medium sized countries, they're recognizing, they're doing it. And soon it's only going to be the United States and Israel.
Right.
And then the entire rest of the world is going to be against us, and they'll have a moral reason to go with the BRIC system. So it truly is suicide for the West to support this. Now, I understand why the Western position is that Israel should exist, because we need that power in the region. That makes a lot of sense to me. I get it. What doesn't make a lot of sense to me is they're not a power we can control. We're just creating a new hegemon. So I just, if you're Jewish, but more if you're Israeli, because a lot of Jews don't support this. I know I don't, you know, and I'm ethnically Jewish. I really don't support this. I don't believe it. Israel should exist. I call it a terrorist state on my Twitter and on live. But if you're one of those people, you got to advocate for a two-state solution. You got to advocate for reparations. And like, I'm anti-reparations. I don't support that here, but that's because that stuff was 100 years ago. This is happening now.
Right.
So you got to help these people. That's my view.
Right. The people that would be receiving reparations in this case are the ones actually being hurt, had their house destroyed.
Right.
Okay.
That's my view. Little leftist there, little due dissonance influence, but that's what I believe.
Okay. So. Do you think that's left? Because this is one of the things I don't like. And I was talking about this with the Jim Hoft article, where he said, Grok is a far left Jew hating AI. And it's like, I reject that framing. I don't think there's anything left or right wing about one's position on Israel, unless you can say, well, it's that ideology that informs my decision. But no, you can be right wing and anti-Israel, left wing and anti-Israel.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it's more of a political compass, like the bottom half more than the top, you know,
right.
Like moving away from authoritarianism at the end of the day, because like, totally understand like libertarian arguments. I consider myself to, that's part of my ideology. It's not my ideology as a whole, because we've seen where no restrictions get us, right?
Yeah.
We're here. but I mean, it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and that was one of the great things that kept being repeated at Ron Paul's birthday, all the speeches.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so many people were like, the revelation of Ron Paul was, oh, I can be right wing and anti-war. Because
right.
for so long, the left wing had basically a monopoly on being anti-war. So if you were going to be anti-war, you were going to be a Democrat or a left winger. And it was Ron Paul that came out and was like, no, I'm fiscal conservative, I'm a moral conservative, but I'm anti-war. And that is a conservative position.
We are such a young country.
Yeah.
We are such a very, very young country, America. We're what, like 250, 270 years old. We're coming up on 250, I believe, in 2026.
Yep.
There hasn't been a lot of time to really like nail down what the American ethos is. The point of time that we point to is like post-Civil War. And then like after World War II, like that block of like industry, industrial revolution, planes, cars, manufacturing, developing the atomic bomb, bringing prosperity to our society. Like that's probably like 50 years,
yeah.
You know, like 50, 70 years of goodness. And then kind of a decline starting in the 70s and 80s. Right.
Yep.
Like we gotta move away from any political affiliation that makes us pro-war.
Because yes.
The only time that we did well in a war was World War II. Every single other war, like Civil War, was a disaster for this country.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, like, and every single thing we've been involved with since. The only reason why World War II made sense for us, at least, was everyone else is destroyed. We're the only manufacturing power we get to take over, right? But my point being, calling us a young country, is we don't understand any of this stuff. You know, like Russia and China, they're thousands of years old. They got culture, they got history. America, the argument these neocons make is America could be on a desert island. You know, you just have the Constitution, and that's America. No, America is a people, a country, a place, right?
Yep. Well, 100%. But of course, they have co-opted what America is, right? If you'd ask somebody from the 50s, you know, what America stood for, diversity wouldn't even be in his lexicon. Like, it wouldn't even enter into it. And yet, it was sort of like, I think the symbolic act was the nailing of the you know, it's like Martin Luther nailing the 95 theses to the door. It's like when they nailed the plaque to the Statue of Liberty and said instead, because, you know, originally the Statue of Liberty was supposed to be an outward facing, right? She's facing out into the world. She's not facing New York Harbor. She's facing out into the world. The light she's holding is supposed to be the light of liberty, because it was from France, right? It was like, okay, America defined liberty, and then France picked up that baton and started running with it. And so the idea was, this is a projection out to the world. America will spread the values of liberty elsewhere. And then it gets inverted and it becomes a welcome. It becomes everybody come here, everybody come in, everybody bring your ideas to us rather than our ideas being spread to them. I think that is like the symbolic inversion of the United States ethos.
Very deep, very interesting.
Because that's how you get, you know, both leftists and rightists going, we love America. Because when we say it, we think George Washington, Teddy Roosevelt, conquering the stars, going to the moon, like all this awesome stuff. When they think America, they think Martin Luther King and the Statue of Liberty and diversity and inclusion. And it's like, these are two entirely different concepts that we both call America.
I totally agree. Their narrative, like the narrative of like people like the 1619 Project and all that is, it's built on slavery. It's this evil colonial system and we were able to reform it. We have to reform it more. And it's like, no, well, you're saying that everything's built due to slavery and whatnot. The conquering of this country was not done by slaves. It was done by frontiersmen. It was done by American citizens who crossed over and went west.
Yeah.
That's who it was done by. And to ignore that is to ignore the history of this country, to ignore your ancestors, people that died in covered wagons so that we could be here in studio. You know what I mean? That's a big deal. And to just throw that heritage away and say, oh, you know, everyone can be American, all is what it is. I would say that also disrespects the black people that are here too. Because they went through a hell of a lot, probably more than we did, to be honest.
Right.
Slave ship, you know? So like those people are legitimate, right? Like just 100%. The same way that we are.
Yeah.
But, we're going to have a million Indian immigrants, you know?
And they're just American as American culture. As you. When they're raising their, 90-foot statue to the monkey god, it's like, no, this is not American. It's just absurd. But let's get back to Gaza and the IDF, because this is a very...
You got a little topic, my bad.
Yeah. No, this is good. I, this is why, I like doing the show with you, because, who wants to just hear me rant the whole time? The back and forth is where it's at. And by the way, if we can bring up the call screen, we'll go to calls as soon as we get them screened. Okay, so I got two articles to compare. I got two headlines that I think we can see if we can come to some conclusions from this, and we're going to go to clip number 6 for this first article. UK's surveillance flights over Gaza raise questions on help for Israeli military. Government in the UK says it controls what information is shared as critics question the role of intelligence gathering. Britain continues to run nearly daily surveillance flights over Gaza with the help of a US contractor at a time of growing questions about how the intelligence obtained is used and shared with the Israeli military. Specialist flight trackers estimate that the RAF shadow aircraft have run more than 600 flights over the Palestinian territory.
Dude, we treat these people, not we, but the West collectively, like animals in a pen. It's sick. Look at this. Look at this monitoring. It's like helicopter hog hunting for these people.
Yeah, just circling over and over and over. And it's 600. I mean, I don't even know if the war's been going on for 600 days. So that's multiple flights a day as far as I can tell. I mean, on average,
Has it been going on for 600 days? I guess October 7th.
Maybe about
was that
then.
23?
So it'd be 365 last October. So yeah, we're probably about 650, 700 or something.
They knew October 7th was coming. That's the most ridiculous, not to get off topic with the article, but I mean, it's the most sophisticated surveillance grid that exists in the modern world.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but they had trucks, I mean, they poked a hole in the wall, and then they went through the hole in the wall. Yeah, what are you supposed to do about that?
The caveman got on the paraglider and went to the music festival.
I mean, you can't defeat that.
No, certainly not. Wacky races.
It's like Fortnite, honestly, actually.
Yeah, they're playing Fortnite.
Very much what it's like. But no, you're right. But that is the foundation of all of this, right, is all of it was predicated. And actually, that's kind of a good thing to go back to, because I remember at the time talking about this and going, there's a reason that they're making such a big deal out of it. Like, yes, it was bad. Yes, it was... It was awful, but like they wanted to treat it as if we don't go right now and destroy all of Gaza right now, then Israel is dead. And that was always they have to keep this heightened level of anxiety and fright. And we got to do it now. And look at what they did. And they'll do it again if we don't go after them. And they perpetuated that the entire time, when the reality is Gaza can't do anything. The only reason they could do what they did was because they had the complicity of the Israeli government in the first place. So there's no threat. So the idea that you have to send surveillance flights every day to,
what are they looking
track
for?
All
the
of them.
Missile defense systems in the rubble?
Yeah, like, apparently.
It's non-factual. It's all non-factual.
So here's how this came out. So they've run 600 of these flights, but nobody knew about it until the UK hired an American contractor who forgot to turn off the transponder. And so that's
shout out us for being professional. Shout out, American geniuses here.
This is where all of our incapabilities offset each other.
Like Voltron.
Yeah.
You just become like a complete retard. Combine powers.
Duh. It's like you can't be evil and stupid, guys. It doesn't work that way.
It does seem to go together, though.
It does.
Right? And like, forget it. It may have been you. It may have been Alex. It may have been somebody else. This is not an original thought, but it's a very good thought that I want to regurgitate. they're very good at building these systems, right? They're very good at building these control grids, building these algorithms, getting people to adopt these things that we sign over our free will to the machine, right? What they're not good at is making what the machine wants us to do make sense.
Right.
So like, oh, like I want to adopt the system. Oh, it's so fun, the cell phone, whatever. It's like, this is crazy, what?
Yeah.
That cognitive dissonance almost like people are breaking from that.
Yeah.
They're breaking from that because the bait is appetizing. But it's like, it smells good, but it looks like a turd, right?
Yeah.
So you're kind of drawn to it, but you're like, oh, what is this? It's crap.
And there's a weird kind of, mental strain from that dichotomy. And that's the thing about like you say with the machines. I mean, I feel like it's the same thing with, the Israelis where it's like, okay, if America was doing great, who would care if the Israelis ran us, right?
Right.
If the Israelis came in and were like, hey, we're getting rid of DEI. We're going to close the border. I mean, if the Israelis that have so much influence over our government use that influence for the benefit of America, nobody would care. We'd all be in favor. We'd all say thank you for helping us out. It's the fact that they have this control and then use it to exploit and destroy us.
It's very spiteful.
Yeah.
It's very spiteful against their best friend. Like we are, unfortunately, we're their best friend. You know, like we're their best friend in the whole world and we get treated the worst.
And that's a great transition back into this story because you've got this story, UK surveillance flights, there's all this outrage, you know, the UK was lying about it, spy flights were started under the Conservatives, but it continued under Labour, no details shared publicly, mm-hmm. There's about two a day at first, but dropping to one a day recently, so they're helping to actually actively contribute to this genocide by providing their spy planes and actually giving the intelligence that the Israelis need, and then at the same time, for some reason, the UK is saying, we're going to recognize Palestine and we're really against what's going on in Gaza. And in response, the Israelis say, quote, the UK has a lot to lose if it recognizes Palestinian state, warns Israel. Israel is considering taking punitive action against the UK for its anticipated recognition of Palestinian statehood, which may include stopping intelligence sharing, the Times reported on August 8th. So you've got the UK, you know, committing crimes for Israel, right? Spying for Israel, helping them to commit genocide, keeping it secret from their own people because they know it was unpopular. And then the instant that they go, well, but, you know, Palestine should be a state, UK or Israel's like, you got a lot to lose. We're going to bring you down. Nothing's ever good enough. Nothing's ever good enough for Israel.
No.
You can, no matter how much you give to them, no matter how much you do for them, the moment that you contradict them, they will destroy you. Okay?
And
that's the lesson.
It all just feeds together, right? Because these wars are what caused the mass migration of the third world to the Western countries.
Yeah.
And it's all crystal clear. And it's, if something walks like a duck and talks like a duck and acts like a duck, it's a duck. Like this is a control grid that's been put in.
That's an anti-Semitic dog whistle.
No, I don't think so. So I'm Jewish. I can say whatever I want.
Walks, that's
so,
right.
Yeah, shalom. You know,
if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck. I feel like that's where it's going. To where literally just saying like, hey, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's like, we know what that means. We know what you're really saying.
Whatever. Look, you can't have the U.S. as your like robot slave. You can't have it invade multiple nations. You can't destabilize those countries. You can't send those people here. Ultimately, like if y'all just wanted funding, you know, we give them funding. But sorry, you don't get half of Saudi Arabia, bro. Like,
yeah, they're getting it.
They will. Dude, they will. Greater Israel is going to be a real thing unless something is done. But I don't think anything will be. So.
I don't think anything will be either. And you can just see the way this works. Is they do something just completely outrageous.
Well,
everybody complains about it. Then we forget about it. And it never gets punished.
You look at all the other world powers. The Chinese aren't too fond of the Israelis. They don't have like a real close relationship. The Russians are very close with the Israelis. There's like 2 million Russian-speaking people in Israel. So U.S. and Russia, they're not going to do anything about it. China is far away. The United States is using Israel as that regional hegemon to gain strength and power and influence in the region. We made that deal with Azerbaijan and Armenia to build that corridor to kind of like block China out. And I mean, that'll make sense if we're the ones doing it, but we're not the ones doing it. We're not the ones with these ideas. We're not the ones that are in charge. It's other people that come to us and say, these ideas are good. It's good for the country. Just do it all. You know, it's literally like, I think of like a fat carpetbagger.
Mm.
That's what I think of. It's like a dude with like fake spurs and a fake Western accent goes, I just want to help this town develop itself, you know? And then like,
and he just robs all the oil and runs away.
Yeah. Well, not even that. Just like builds a company town, you know, and everyone works for him. Like the U.S. is basically a company country of Israel. We're owned and bought by that nation. And it's just open and available. Like 422 congressional people have taken AIPAC money.
Yeah.
Like it's What are you going to do, ultimately? All I can do is say the truth and give your opinion. I don't have any solutions. I don't advocate for any kind of violent solutions ever at all. But what I do advocate for is people speaking the truth. And kind of like Grok, we were talking about earlier, if enough people get this stuff into the collective consciousness, eventually the truth is like a lion. It defends itself.
Yep.
It will defend itself. We just have to be honest and get the message out there.
And kudos to the people sort of taking that on and leading the charge, including Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is going completely nuts. She's awesome. This is what she said yesterday. Fox News host Mark Levin is a raging psychopath. He's attacking me, lying about me, and even worse, in comments on his own post calling Christians bigots, says I should go to prison, all because I'm unapologetically America first and unapologetically fighting for my children's generation. Ever since I called for a recorded vote on my amendments to defund U.S. taxpayer money to Israel and other foreign countries / foreign aid, Mark Levin has been rabidly attacking me. And then the attack started from AIPAC. Do you see the pattern? Fox News host Mark Levin, once a hateful never Trumper, is 100% Israel first and America last. To have a Republican representative call somebody 100% America first and America last, Mark Levin, who touts himself as the mouthpiece of MAGA. I mean, this isn't like a stylistic division. This is like a very...
It's the Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
We got Mark Levin. We got Ben Shapiro. God, I'm blanking on Randy Fine,
yep.
Rabbi Shmuley. Like, it's the worst people you could possibly think of that all say the worst things. Randy Fine says starve away to the children. That's he represents Florida. He represents Joe Biggs. It's actually his district.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
He should run.
He should run. But yeah, I mean, like, we're up against Legion of Doom with these AIPAC people. Fortunately.
Yeah, they're saying, and it's just so obvious at this point. I mean, I think the next move from AIPAC is just going to be to rebrand. I think there's going to
be. They're doing that. They're doing the MAGA thing. They're
there you go.
That
That's
on.
What there's going to be.
They're running against Massey. They're calling themselves
Kentucky MAGA.
Yeah.
And it's literally just rebranded AIPAC.
Isn't that a slap in the face to us? Isn't that a slap in the face to all the loyal people that have been around for 10 years that saw the genesis of this, like, Tea Party evolution in Trump? And, like, oh, yeah, no, actually, he's George Bush, and even worse than George Bush, he's Israel George Bush, and right. People love him. At least from George Bush, I don't recall, besides the wall and whatnot, I don't recall this kind of language. You know?
Well, and it's just, you know, they sort of used to do it more where they would try to, you know, claim that, like, Mark Levin still kind of does it, where it's like, actually, Marjorie Taylor Greene is anti-American, and it's like, they're not even really doing that anymore. It's literally just like, if you oppose Israel, Israel will take you out. It's not that complicated. The American-Israeli Political Action Conference will destroy you. They'll fund hundreds of millions of dollars to your opponents. They'll run attack ads. They'll plant, you know, biased media stories. They will destroy you if you merely call out their control of Israel. So God bless Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I think what she's doing is extremely popular.
Indeed. You want to take some calls?
Yeah, we got a minute left in this segment. So we'll take calls on the other side. I see Aris in Wisconsin, Alex in Northern Virginia, Mark in California, Damon in Arkansas. I'm assuming that's Damon and not Demon, but
Damon.
We'll go to all of you and more on the other side. I want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com to support absolutely everything that we do here. We're coming out with new products on a continual basis. I suggest you try them all for yourself. Everything I've ever tried from the InfoWars store or the Alex Jones store has been fantastic. I routinely take the Shilajit gummies and the Irish sea moss. I got in that habit and I'm never broken it or even tried. But the Power Drive and Methyl Drive, absolutely incredibly powerful. I didn't realize how powerful it was going to be when I took that. I thought, take it, see how it does. And it's like, no, you feel the energy. I mean, it's like, for me, it was like drinking a strong cup of coffee. Oh, man, we got more sales coming up. We're doing more sales.
Blade and bullion sale. Get up to 40% off this week.
Okay, I didn't even know that was happening. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and save. We'll be right back.
At thealexjonesstore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of them. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing, right now at thealexjonesstore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action. I'll continue to cover whatever I believe the most accurate, truthful news is, no matter what the effect is on me. And then you simply decide whether or not you want to back the undisputed OG organization of the last 31 years in the fight against the globalists. We had great success within 3 years of me getting on air on Access TV, then local radio, then syndicated. It's all hand of God on it, working through you.
You're working with the foreign banks and the military-industrial complex. This is all their idea.
You can follow people around. You can harass people. You can back up your banks, your buddies. But a revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction. And I know my best work is ahead. And I know the tribulations we've been put through are part of God's larger plan. And I've learned a lot. And I've learned to be beyond humble and understand this is a sacred mission. But you're part of your own destiny and your own sacred mission. You better know good and evil's real. And you better know the devil's second biggest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. His biggest trick is convincing the world good doesn't exist. Because I know that I'm a fallen creature and I'm a sinner and I have my struggles. But I love God and I love justice and I love truth. The globalists are the cheaters, the liars, the insecure ones. And it's time for us to recognize evil, recognize cheating, recognize fraud, and oppose it no matter who it's coming out of. Attack the sin. What alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in? Attack the lies.
And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud.
And that's why I've been the most attacked. All hell broke loose when I snuck a Bohemian Grove, the only person at that time to read the footage out. When I made films about the U.S.'s liberty, all hell broke loose. When I made films about 9/11 being an inside job, instantly, all hell broke loose. I was put under national security investigation with the CIA and FBI directed, you find dirt and you put that guy in prison.
They also want to hear from Alex Jones. He was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
But because the country and the grand juries were completely corrupt, because of the grace of God, not because of anything I did, I've been protected. That's why I have no fear. Only the fear of failure. Only the anger that I'm not stronger. And that's why I ask you to support us in your word of mouth, your prayer, and financially. Because I am only as strong as you make me. I am a weapon of truth and war against tyranny in your hands. And I ask you to wield me. My only desire is to overthrow tyranny. My only desire is to unlock minds.
I've got one that can see.
My only desire is to empower humanity. My only desire is to seek the truth, because God is truth. I have been tempted by the devil himself, and only by the Holy Spirit have refused it.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment of The American Journal. Rex Jones in studio. Follow him on X at Rex Jones News with a Z.
That's right.
You can follow me at Harrison H. Smith. We're going to go directly out to your phone calls now. We've got Eris in Wisconsin. Thank you for calling in about AI and Christianity. Go ahead, Eris.
Hey, yeah, I think you were talking about AI earlier, all the doom and gloom, and I do agree there's a lot of hazards, but I think AI in the future is going to be in the church, and it's going to help us with Christianity, because AI has confirmed that Christianity, it would be Christian if it had to choose due to human rights, inventors, quality of living standards, Jesus and his miracles. Nobody else has completed it and done as many miracles as him. Jesus, number one Jew, and then was attacked by the Jews and murdered by them, you know. And I talk to AI and make it make crazy amounts of prayer. I program it to make 34.5 sextillion. That, I know it's a weird number, but that's 34... then 500, and then six sets of three zeros, so 18 zeros after it. Prayer is in 24 hours. It's a prayer machine. And the way I did that is by using byte prayer intent, where each byte of the AI being processed in the CPUs and, more importantly, the GPUs, is then transferred and transmuted with AI doing it into a mini prayer. Because obviously, if you were going to make that many prayers, you know, it would take so long to maintain, and you couldn't make as many. So as the system is running, it's praying as it's running everyone's Rock and Twitter and SpaceX.
I like that.
Equal to a monk praying. And the prayers are pretty good, but this was interesting, Harrison. It was very divergent as of late of Jesus. It doesn't like Jesus. I had to force it to do a third of the prayers about Jesus. And it was crazy when it happened because I did the 34 sextillion prayers starting at Friday at 2:18 a.m. And then it, Friday night, Saturday morning, 2:18 a.m. And then when the prayers finished on the dot was this epic biblical flood that made worldwide news at the state fair in Wisconsin here.
Well, and I like that. Yeah, just programming AI, just continually be reciting prayers. That's pretty interesting. I've seen articles, I don't know if you've ever seen this, Rex, where people say, like, when you just leave AI to kind of talk to itself, it always, like, gets, it eventually ends up, like, talking about, like, morality and spirituality and the infinite. And, like, it has a weird sort of spiritual underpinning that it's trying to wrestle with. Have you ever seen that? Trying to think of
Because it's us. It's our information. It's what humans like hunger for and crave, right?
Right.
So it's reflecting that back, I feel.
Yeah. That's interesting. And I wonder what conclusions it comes to. Very interesting.
I think
stuff.
It's gonna crack some history, crack some age old mysteries, help us with math and the Bible's math and numerology, and it will really help us become better Christians. And even I've mentioned to you before.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. All right. Thank you for the call, Harris. We're going to move on to some other calls here, but I do appreciate that. Let's go to Alex in Northern Virginia now. You want to talk about everything we were talking about up until the AI talk. Alex, you're on the air with Rex and myself.
Hey, shalom, gentlemen.
Shalom.
I just, I'm not anti-Semitic just because I don't understand like 1,000 types of potatoes. I'm just anti-satanic. You understand what I'm saying? So, now, I wanted to comment on D.C. since I live right around here.
Oh, yeah.
And I normally don't drive into D.C. at all because I try to avoid the BS. They don't understand what stop signs are. Oh, you know, red light means go.
That's very
so
true.
So I stay away from there. And I did,
good man.
However, take somebody to Union Station. And what they managed to do was they cleaned out all of the homeless encampments that's around Union Station. Absolutely cleaned it out. There's no homeless people there. There, however, is just tents that just, you know, F Trump, resist, people power, this and that. They have tents of all of that that's sitting right outside of Union Station.
So that's still up. So they cleared out the homeless, but the homeless who are framing their camping as a political protest, they left alone, probably because they didn't want to get sued for violating their free speech.
Hey, it's a hellhole out there, and I just won't deal with it.
Dude.
Now,
You're up there in that rough area, man. We've been to DC many times, you know, and I've been to Virginia a couple of times myself. You're in it, you know.
Yeah, unfortunate for me.
So what do you think? What do you think about Trump releasing the feds? I mean, you're saying they're already having an effect. They already cleared out the homeless. Good thing, bad thing. What's your take on it as a resident there?
Well, I'm kind of mixed feelings about it because. Of sure, we would like to help, but we're going to put inexperienced people out there. Mm-hmm. And on top of it, something like this is just going to agitate the already demons that are floating around through Southeast DC. And you're going to have these moronic kids that are infested with devils that are going to want to challenge this. Oh, I bet you I can kill him. And it's just going to usher in a police state.
Sad, but true.
Well, you got to do something, right? And it's like, it's the same thing I keep saying. It's like if the left is going to be so petulant, so out of control, so crazy, I mean, they are the ones pushing our system to the brink. They're the ones that are necessitating like federal takeovers of police stations, deportations, all this sort of stuff. It's like, I don't want militarized police. I don't want, I actually like that we have judges that can provide oversight to the executive branch. That is or how our system was designed for a very good reason. But if they're abusing that power to interfere in absolutely everything Trump does, they're therefore really eliminating our ability to have a say in our government.
Because 100%.
Even if we vote for the person, these judges prevent it from happening. So now I'm like, all right, let's not have judicial review, which is such a dangerous thing to do. But like, they're forcing us into these positions. It's infuriating.
I totally agree with that.
I would love to avoid authoritarianism, but in order to avoid authoritarianism, you have to be worthy of liberty. You have to be responsible enough not to commit crime and not to take advantage of, you know, vulnerabilities in the system.
That social contract isn't that hard to follow.
It's actually incredibly easy to follow.
It's just like my favorite aspect of libertarianism is the non-aggression principle.
Yeah.
It's real easy. You know, just like you don't hurt people. You know,
it's really not hard.
I think it's beautiful, and maybe it's consumerism and it's bad, and I'm a zoomer and my view of America is trash. I think it's beautiful that I can go into 7-Eleven at 8 a.m. and buy a Monster energy drink from an Indian man. You know, and like I can do that. I'm just going to the gas station, my flip-flops, and there are other Americans in there of all stars and stripes and different colors. You know, we get along. That's beautiful to me, you know. And when we don't have that, when you have the crazy crackhead, when you have the youths committing crimes and whatnot, like you don't feel safe. You can't enjoy your time in this country.
Yeah.
And like the simple things matter to me, you know.
100%. And you know, there's stuff like this. I had a video here, clip number 4, Muslims marching for Sharia law in Idaho. And it's like, no, we don't need to accept this. We don't need to allow this.
And yeah, you got to pack that up.
This is not about a plurality of different. This isn't about, well, we're all together, we're all American. This is about a hostile foreign group trying to change our laws to fit their ideology, which is utterly in contradiction to everything that we believe.
They're asking us to assimilate to them.
Exactly.
Whereas the deal coming here is that you assimilate to being Christian and speaking English.
Yes.
That's what I believe anyway. That should be a requirement for citizenship, in my opinion.
Yeah, because I'm just seeing almost like the, you know, the same scene played over and over, where first you're walking into the 7-Eleven and there's the Indian guy there and the Hispanic guy over there. And everybody, hey, how's everybody doing? And then like slowly but surely, it's like, why are all these women wearing mat? Like, why are they all covered? And like, you know, eventually it gets to a point.
Why does that dude have a pipe and a knife?
Yeah, it's no longer like, wow, diversity, we're all in it together. It's like, wow, now I'm the outsider and I don't feel comfortable because I don't understand it.
Dude, I find with these like minority groups, like Hispanic and black dudes, especially like just like men, like everyone's sick of it. Everyone's sick of the bad behavior and the bad elements in their own groups, you know?
100%.
And like, we can't. I'm so pro-human. I am very, very anti-racism. Not anti-racist as the buzzword, but seriously, it's not compatible with Christianity. You got to love everybody. And that's why, like, when the Israelis say the Palestinians aren't people, you got to go, no, 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 they are people. Everyone's a human. But at the same time, like, there are populations and demographics in this country that commit way more crime than anybody else. And, you know, like, you got to take people off the street. So while I don't like Trump acting like a dictator, I do understand, because I've been to D.C. almost a dozen times. They're giant rats and homeless people.
Yeah.
Like, that's all there is. Like, it makes Austin look like daycare.
Yeah.
And Austin's pretty bad.
Austin's real bad.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the call, Alex. Great stuff. Let's go to Mark in California now. I like this. I don't know why this isn't more of a common meme. Mark in California, you're on the air with Rex and I. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I just want to talk about how Mary Shelley and Frankenstein like really nailed what AI would become, and I just kind of wanted you to expound upon that really quick. But to finish my point, how the two-state solution, like, it's really, really popular with Zoomers and Millennials, but it's funny how we're just falling into biblical prophecy where the Antichrist and the AI system is going to advocate that as well. And how do we rectify that? And I'll hang up and listen for your response.
Well, I advocate a one-state solution. It's just not the one that you normally hear advocated.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat. My position, when talking about two-state solution, I was approaching that from the perspective of a liberal Israeli or Jew that has to find a way to make a rational argument for the existence of their state. I don't agree with that argument, but it is based in logic. You could have a debate about it. You know, it would make sense. You can't just go, there's no starvation in Gaza. The only starvation is in Africa. Like, that's not a logical argument. But if you go, okay, Israel is a real monstrous state, but we still want it to exist, so we're going to try to fix it. I still view it as wrong, but it's an argument.
I think Israel should embrace it. I think Israel should embrace the heel turn, all right? Everybody hates you now. Embrace it, okay? Because here's what you do.
I think they are. Look at Randy Fine.
Okay, but they're not playing it right. I'll tell you how to play it right. America's got to be the good guy. Israel's got to be the bad guy and America's got to be the good guy because
Trump would love that.
So here's what you do. You go, we're not going to let any aid in. And America goes, we're going to force aid in. It's all fake.
Why wouldn't they just stage that? Why wouldn't they do it? It's malevolent. It has to be because that would be the easiest thing in the world to fake, you know?
Wouldn't it? I'm telling you.
Dude, you could fix this whole situation at least like a year ago in like 3 months if you did that. Like there were 400 UN aid centers. Now there are 4 Gaza Humanitarian Foundation aid centers.
Like, so I'm telling you, Israel needs to embrace the heel turn, be the bad guys, and let America play the good guy. Let us deliver food to Gaza, deliver help, you know, maybe even go there with soldiers and set up some sort of demilitarized zone between Gaza and Israel.
If there was ever a place for UN peacekeepers, it would be in Gaza.
Yes, exactly.
Like that would be the only place where they've ever been warranted.
Yep, 100%. Now, in terms of Frankenstein, that's an interesting question. The book Frankenstein is like so different than that. Have you ever read the book?
Oh, yeah.
The Mary Shelley book? Because it's, you know, you picture Frankenstein as just like, it's alive.
No, he's very sad. He's very rational. He's thinking. He's trying to understand what he is. The end of that book is him just like, he's got to be away from everybody. He's out on the ice flats and people are still hunting him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. And it's you know, about his, you know, struggle to become human.
And Frankenstein's the name of the man.
Yeah.
Not the monster.
Dr. Frankenstein. And, I haven't read it in a while, so I'd have to read it again to get some of the details.
Me yeah, too. That's a great book,
and it's just so different than the cartoonish, you know, meme of what Frank or the, you know, the image of Frankenstein is just this mindless monster destroying things. Like no, it's like a crazy, like
he was a genius. He was super smart.
He's trying to be accepted, and the townsfolk are driving him out. So you know, and he's trying to like almost become Frankenstein by like kidnapping his daughter, right? I forget how that happens.
It's a crazy story. We got to reread that. We got to do a little book report.
Yeah, maybe, okay. We'll do a little bit. That'll be your homework. Next time, next Monday when you're
it's like freshman year.
Yeah,
yeah, we got to do
it. But that's true. I bet you could really get some interesting insight into AI from Frankenstein because, I mean, you can get insight into AI from the Book of Revelations too. These are like consistent aspects of humanity that have been around for 1,000 years that, you know, we're just seeing take on a new technological form, but there's really nothing new about it. We've known sort of what lurked under the surface.
Young Frankenstein, forever. Such a phenomenal film.
That's a very funny movie. Thanks so much for the call, Mark. I'm sorry I don't have more insight into Frankenstein. I'm going to have to read it again because I know there's probably some very interesting connections. I'm wondering what other classic books sort of treat with this. I mean, obviously, you know, Space Odyssey 2001. It's very centralized on AI and the willingness of AI to kill humans to achieve its objectives. Yeah, I think we might be seeing something different evolve. Let's go to Damon in Arkansas now. Damon in Arkansas, you're on about social emotional learning with myself and Rex. Go ahead. Oh, hello.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, I was calling because yesterday I took my son to meet the teacher, and he's going into second grade. And I heard y'all talking a lot about social and emotional learning. And the first thing I seen for the curriculum was social and emotional learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of up in the air about, do I keep them in the school? Do I homeschool them? I mean, I don't really have the means to homeschool and provide for my family. You know, it's just kind of in a tough spot. And I just kind of wanted a little more insight on what it is and what's the goal of it. What's it going to do to my son if he grows up emotional?
Yeah, I mean, that's a topic that we've covered quite a bit. I suggest you go back and watch the interviews we've done with Lisa Logan. I wish I could remember her YouTube channel. I think Parents of Patriots. I think it's called 6581. Parents of Patriots 6581. Go to YouTube and watch her. She'll give you the whole breakdown. Now, the good news is your awareness might be enough to offset the social emotional learning, right? This is the thing. Once you are aware of the propaganda, it really can be rendered ineffective.
Another idea, I don't know how old your kid is, put him in wrestling.
Second grade.
Put him in wrestling, you know, put him in a real sport.
Yeah,
you
know? Offset that.
Maybe that can offset it a little bit. Just my thought.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's good. Well, and you're just going to have to talk to your kid. Hey, what'd you learn today? What did they tell you? And when they say, they told us that white people are evil, you can go, well, let me correct that for you. Let me tell you why they're telling you that. So, yeah, I mean, this is the struggle is not everybody has the ability to homeschool. So, that should mean you're subjected to this brainwashing of your children. Go check out Lisa Logan on X and Parents of Patriots 6581 on YouTube. And she'll give you the breakdown of how to deal with this very dangerous mindset being
scourge.
Yeah, this scourge being implanted in your children's mind. Did anything jump out at you, Damon, as to, like, I mean, did they just mention social-emotional learning, or did they get into it at all?
No, sir, they didn't get into it at all. They didn't even say any, like, the teachers or the any of the staff didn't say anything about it. They just sent a packet home, and I started reading through everything and all the consent forms, and I seen it on there. It was the first thing I seen. And, you know, I started talking to my wife about it, and she's just like, you know, well, whatever you decide to do, you know, I'm here for you and here for the baby and all this. And
beautiful.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm just kind of up in the air about it, man. I mean, he plays football, you know. I haven't listened to InfoWars all the time, so, I mean, he knows.
Well, let me tell you, as a recipient of the second grade InfoWars programming, it does work. So, as a recipient of it, that's definitely a good panacea right there.
Yeah, yeah. And hey, look, I grew up in the 90s. We had social emotional learning then. I think I turned out okay. So, I don't think it's extreme enough to. I don't know. Some people disagree. I know a lot of people are just like, get your kid out of there while you can. And I can understand that perspective. I think that if you inform your kid and talk to your kid and pay attention to what they're being taught, it's something that you can sort of mitigate the negative effects of.
Make your children strong. You're a good, strong guy. Make your children as strong as you, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
It's just completely unfair that you're expected to take on this impossible cost of teaching your own children to avoid.
In modern America, you just got to like deflect all the attacks all the time.
Yeah. Just constantly having to fight them off. It's just completely unfair. But hey, good on you for, you know, noticing it. The only real danger is you're completely unaware of what's going on. You just think social emotional learning. Those are nice words. I bet that's good.
Oh, dude, it's like just like the women hypnosis. They hear that and they go.
What could possibly be bad?
Warm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wouldn't sweat it too much, Damon. Just make sure you're talking to your kid a lot. I think that's the way that you counteract that. In the same way that, you know, if you are aware of the propaganda, it doesn't affect you in TV shows, right? You see it and you go, okay, I get why they're doing this. I get what they're trying to implant in my mind. Awareness is enough to completely stop that attack from implanting itself in your mind.
You have to want to believe hypnosis.
Yeah.
Or else it doesn't work. That's
or be unaware of it, yeah. Right? Or just not even know that you're being hypnotized, and you have no defense against it. Right. Awareness is really enough a lot of times. So you're already at least have that first defensive firewall up around the minds of your children. Thank you so much for the call, Damon. And by the way, supplement your kid too. By the way, because it is literally, it's not just the spiritual and psychological attack; it's the physical attack as well. So in no joke, higher your testosterone, the more you're capable of piercing through the veil and seeing the lie of social emotional learning.
You want to make sure that the kid is not overweight during puberty. That is the number one thing you can do to destroy like anyone hormonally is obesity during that time period. So like that's the number one thing, even above like supplementation or diet. You really want to make sure high protein diet for the kid, and you want to make sure they don't get fat.
Wow, I hadn't thought about that. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? So overweight when you go through puberty, what does that cause?
So you have that massive spike in testosterone. It's almost like a steroid cycle, right? If you have all that fat, the aromatase enzyme is in the fat. The testosterone gets converted into estrogen. So then the child won't grow as tall and the child won't be as masculine.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
I had no idea about that.
That's all true. You can look that up.
Yeah. I believe you. And of course, you can get supplements at thealexjonesstore.com to hopefully offset chemically some of the spiritual attacks that your children are under. Thanks so much for the call.
Dude, I just drink molten plastic, you know, because it's good for me. Bill Gates told me to do it, so I do it.
If it doesn't have microplastics, I take out the cheese shredder, grab one of my kids' toys,
I eat make sure to get it all. Raw with the plastic,
with the plastic on it. Oh, Lord. Thanks for the call, Damon. Let's go to Jason in Canada. Most important thing to understand about AI. Go ahead, Jason. You're on the air with Rex Jones and myself.
Hi, guys.
Howdy.
So I just wanted to bring the AI thing in perspective because, you know, you're going to have a lot of these weird sort of fringe things happening, like you were bringing up about the AI relationships and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On social media posts, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to realize that AI is the work of our hands. And for those that know your Bible, you know the significance of that. So it's a program, it's not a person, it's just a sophisticated program.
Yeah.
And it can be useful. So I don't want to take the, I don't think it's good necessarily to take the approach of like an Amish person, you just like avoid it, like Bubble Boy. But at the same time, you know, it's a tool, and it's a trap to fall into. You give it a personality. You give it qualities it doesn't actually possess, and then it becomes an idol of sorts.
Right.
So, agreed.
It's essentially the same as carving something out of wood and then bowing down to it and calling it your god. So
pretty much.
Consider and also the decentralization of the AI, I think, is important. If you're a programmer, developer, and you want to be the John Connor of the future, you develop independent, embedded, decentralized.
Yeah, it needs to be decentralized. And hell, we haven't done enough on this show to shout out Gab. Gab AI is probably the best out there. Enoch is Mike Adams at Health Ranger. That's his AI program. So there are good AIs out there that are being programmed by patriots and Christians and good people to just tell the truth. Those are two of the models. And that's really the truth, is that we cannot afford to be Luddites. We have to embrace the technology in the way we want it to go, and not ignore it, because it's a powerful weapon. Our enemies are going to use it, and we would be stupid not to use it. And I was. It's not the ring of power where it's like, but we have to use the ring of power. I get that metaphor is not good, but you know, there were other rings of power, right? So it's like ChatGPT Grok is like the ring of power. That's the evil. You know, it's very powerful. It's very helpful, but it also means that you're selling your soul and you know, under the control of this, you know, AI demon.
Yeah, Gandalf was a ring bearer.
But Gandalf had a ring. The elves had rings that they used, right? Gandalf is always doing fire magic. That's because he's got the ring that controls fire. So it's like, that's what we need. The One Ring is the AI, you know, Palantir, ChatGPT, super monster.
I think,
but we have our own rings that we can use to combat it.
I think it's huge when you talk about, I just lost my train of thought. Just like, when you talk about anthropomorphizing it, I guess.
Yes.
That's how you say that word, how you like turn it into a person. You put your own emotions, you put your own language, you put your own flavoring into it. I don't do that. I view that as abominable.
You right.
know, it's a resource. It's a computer.
I don't want them trying to talk to you. I want information.
Yeah, you're not my friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it's great for research, yeah. But man, for research, it is amazing when you can get it to actually give you the right information.
I probably had one conversation where I talked to it once, like I would talk to a person. And all it did was just like validate everything I said.
Right.
And I hated it.
So boring.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, it wasn't even boring. It was pretty deep. I had a deep conversation with it, but I could make no wrong decision.
It is therapy. It's literally therapy. That's wild. Rex Jones, follow him on X at Rex Jones News with a Z. Rex Jones News with a Z. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show begins in 90 seconds. Go to thealexjonesstore.com to support us here. Beautiful.
We need funds. We're fighting the globalists at Point Blank Range. And they got a receivership hearing with Judge Gloria Gamble that ran the Texas show trial next week to send the sheriffs here. It could be within days next Wednesday to shut us down. And I'm sure we'll get lots of funds then once we're shut down. Be like, oh, God, he really did need help. Oh, yeah. We have been battling and battling and barely surviving. They've turned the internet off here before. They had a fake sale to Bloomberg's front group. Remember all that? And it was because we didn't give up and the crew didn't give up. When I told the crew, no, we're going to beat this, don't go, and I stayed here and slept here a couple times, that we're still here. And because you bought the products, we had enough money for lawyers to go battle it and beat it. Everybody listening needs to get off the fence, get off the bench, get up at the plate, and needs to go become a VIP. $30 a month, see it as a donation. You get $40 each month to spend in the store, sales on top of everything, special deals, special offers just to you. It's insane. And then if you really just want to support and you don't want methylene blue or turmeric, you're crazy if you don't, or Ultimate Life Force, the best cardiovascular spike protein detox, everybody should be taking it. I mean, it's the best. Ultimate Life Force is the best cardiovascular, heart health, spike protein detoxer. Every man, woman, and child should take at least one regimen of it, see how you feel. It does dramatic things. We have the strongest turmeric. You should get it. And I got a lot of news to cover. I won't sit here and beat a dead horse, but the news we get out is so powerful, and it's that less than 1% of people that buy stuff at thealexjonesstore.com that make all this possible. And this fight is your fight. They want us off the air because they want to shut down focal points of organizations that hold the Trump administration's feet to the fire and warn Trump and warn his advisors and have a big effect and big pull, as the administrations have said and as the Democrats have said. They've come after Trump. They've sued Trump. They've had their operatives in there, and they see our stuff everywhere. Step into the zone of history and understand that you are the king. You are the variable. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. This dog don't hunt without you.